So who remembers what I talked about last week? What? Back to the what? Baptist basics? What did we talk about? Back to the basics. And what was basic one? No, it's all right. We're not there yet. Why are we doing back to the basics? Because we're going back to school, right? And sometimes during the summer, we kind of let the basics maybe slide a little bit. And I'm using this verse from Philippians 3:13-14. Why don't you guys read this with me? Yes. Why don't we read this together, all right? But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And basically what this verse is saying is that I'm forgetting my past, I'm pressing on, and it's not going to be easy sometimes, but I'm going to get back to the basics. And so that's kind of what these basics are. There's something that we need to get right in our lives. If we have these things going, then we're going to reach our full potential in God. And so I'm going to recap really quick for you the first basic, which was relationship with God. Does anybody remember what the first point under that was? Point number one under relationship with God. No. Yes, Bible reading. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And then a proverb a day keeps the devil away. Who's been reading their Proverbs? I know Devin has. He asked me if I was reading mine yesterday. Good. Kind of, who's going to get caught up this week? Okay. Well, you should read your Bible, folks. It's going to help you. Let's see. The next basic. Remember what that one was? Okay. Prayer, right? Prayer and worship. And I showed you some great times we have that we can come and pray. And especially this one, I want to get this one right here going. So I hope you guys can come and join us next week at 6 p.m. We're going to be praying. And Saturdays at 8 a.m. It's a great time to pray too, especially for the young men, if you guys want to come out and pray. And then what was the third point under relationship with God? Listening, right? Listening to God. And who did I use as an example for this? David. King David, right? You guys know King David? You do? What? Son of a gun. How does God speak to us? Do you remember these points? I should watch my notes. Through his word, right? Reading the Bible. Messages, conviction. Anybody ever be convicted? Sure you have. And still small voice. Sometimes we hear that little prompting. Hey, why don't you go do this? Why don't you go do that? And then I use David as an example, right? Did anybody look this sculpture up online? I hope not. Hopefully you got a filter on there that keeps this kind of garbage out. Yeah, whatever. Okay. No, this is actually a picture of me. I don't know if you can kind of, it's hard to make out the face there with the lights and all, but yeah, somebody can vouch for that. That'd be great. But what was David? He was a man after God's own heart, right? And even though David made a lot of mistakes, he still responded well to the Lord and his conviction. So tonight, we're going to cover the second basic. Anybody want to take a guess at what that might be? Bobby. Got your hand up back there. What's the second basic? That was under relationship with God. Thanks for paying attention. Point number two. Hey, you're getting close. That's kind of in the right place. Remember what the basics are. They're basic aspects of the Christian lifestyle that we should all be living out. These are all in the right things. I'm wording it in this way, being planted in God's house. What are you laughing at, Samuel? I know. Well, I like you know, I like setting things up so I can win. So, okay. I like doing that. It's how I always win. And it's why I lose at online poker, because I can't set it up to win. Well, whatever. Okay. So what is God's house? Church? Right? God's house? The Lord's house? The Lord's house is church, right? His bride, it's church. Hopefully, Destiny is your church. I think Destiny is a great church. So what does it mean to be planted? What does it mean to be planted in God's house? Let's get some interaction going here. Okay. Let's think of, has anybody ever planted something in a garden? Maybe a carrot or what? Or I guess you don't plant carrots, right? You pull carrots out. But you plant carrot seeds? How do you plant carrots? Carrots don't have seeds. Okay, forget carrots. Has anybody ever planted a flower? Hank? Did they grow? Has anybody ever planted a tree? Okay? Like, when you plant a tree, you don't plant, like, tree seeds, right? You didn't plant tree seeds. You took the tree and you put it in the dirt, and then you put more dirt around the bottom of the tree, right? Yeah. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yes. Okay. And the roots, when you plant a tree, what do the roots do? They grow down, and then you put like nutrients in the soil. Anybody ever do fertilizer to help your tree to grow or your grass to grow? You know, it's more nutrients than just the dirt, okay? Right? Right, okay, great. So I've got a picture of a tree here that we can look at, I think. That is a, what do you call that kind of tree? Redwood, hey. We got all kinds of trees in here, and that is a redwood tree. Just go to the next picture. Look at how big this tree is. This tree right here, I was reading about it online. It was in the middle of the road where they wanted to build the road, so they just cut a hole in it. With, like, I don't know, whether they probably used, like, a knife or maybe some scissors. I'm not sure how they did that. I'm not really mechanically inclined. But they used some sort of cutting device, and they maybe the jaws of life. And they cut it out. But look how wide this puppy is. I mean, it's at least, like, this wide. I mean, that's huge. But I don't know if you can imagine. Okay, just imagine how tall this thing would go, okay? I mean, imagine how tall this thing would go if it was only this wide. But, I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's probably as wide as this whole room, you know, the circle of it. Maybe even bigger. And it just shoots up all the way to, like, Mars. But the reason it can do that is because what keeps it from falling over? When the winds come this way. The roots are down. They're planted. Now, the interesting thing about redwood trees, I was reading about this. Maybe it's not really interesting, but I'm going to say it anyway. Their roots don't go that far down, maybe like 6 to 10 feet, but they spread out really far. Up to 250 feet, the roots spread out. That's like as long as 3, 2.5 basketball courts that they spread out. It's almost as big as a football field, okay? So the roots are what go down, and it keeps it planted. This tree, they said, was over 2,000 years old. Like, that tree was probably there when Jesus was born. Isn't that, like, insane? That just blew my mind when I started thinking about how long this tree has been there, you know? I think that that's pretty awesome. So let's take this back to being planted in God's house. Planted in church means you let your roots go down into what? The carpet? No, that doesn't make any sense. You're getting involved in the church. You're starting to... No.
It's all right. What?
Was it? Okay. What point are we on? We're on, why do I, no, we're still on, what does it mean to be planted? Let's go to the next point so we can, one more, here we go. And there it comes. Why do I need to be planted? What are some of the reasons why you should be planted? To grow? Excellent. A tree can't grow unless it's been planted. Now, if you took a little baby redwood and you put him in a pot, okay, like a flower pot, and you planted him in there, you wouldn't expect him to grow like 400 feet up in the air, would you? No, it would stifle its growth. A tree needs to be planted in like a, you know, fertile soil. And the church is kind of like a flower bed, okay? It's full of the nutrients that you need. And it's surrounded with people who love you and care about you. And that's what church is about. That's why we're here. You know, hopefully we love each other. We care about each other. We're here for the success of one another, right? Right? Everybody in here likes each other, right? We don't hate each other. Anybody in here hate somebody else in here? Don't raise your hand, please. Gio, put your hand down. What is the deal? You hate me? What's the deal, man? I'm going to kill you in basketball. You're dead. One-on-one, full court. That's where my... So my expertise are is, you know, whatever. Proverbs 27:17 is the verse I want to share with you. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We kind of help each other get along in life. We kind of help each other develop. Our church motto, anybody ever heard my dad say this? He's been saying this a lot, is I'm here for you. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I'm here for you. Now, what does that mean? You're here for them. You're not here for yourself, right? You're here to see them succeed. You're here to see their vision move forward. If you planted a little redwood in a pot, it would never reach its full potential. It would eventually just die. And so being planted in a church, being planted in a family of believers is a way that you can grow spiritually. We all help each other. We all spur each other along and help us to grow in God and all that kind of stuff. Now, a newly planted tree is kind of easy to uproot, right? Like Tina, after you planted that tree, it wouldn't be that hard to go pull it out of the dirt, would it? But it'd be pretty hard to pull that redwood out, wouldn't it? Yeah, you'd have to get some kind of machinery. Maybe like a forklift or a large truck, maybe like several chains, and maybe like Kit from Knight Rider to kind of just, or like Optimus Primus or whatever that guy's name was. But a newly planted tree is easy to uproot. But one that's been around, one that's let its roots go down, the storms of life can come and it's not going to push it over. You see the hurricanes, right, on TV, and all the trees are flying around, the trees that aren't that old, and after the hurricane leaves, there's all these trees everywhere, right? You don't ever see a tree like a huge redwood uprooted. They stand up. They stand the test of time, and that's because their roots have gone down. So how do I get planted? What are some ways that you can become planted? There are lots of different ways, but the best way, the most easiest way, the fastest way to let your roots go down is to become involved in ministry, to start ministering to other people in a church. Now, there are lots of different kinds of ministries, right? Anybody in here ever help out in children's ministry? I would see your hand. In a VBS or, yeah. We're getting involved in children's ministry. How about in the nursery? I know we got some nursery workers in here. Hopefully they're all girls. I don't know why that's funny. I think it is too, but I don't know why it is. You could serve coffee on Sunday mornings before church. It's a great way to get involved in a ministry. You could be a greeter. Hi, welcome to church. I'm happy you're here today. Show those pearly whites. We could use our musical talents like Justin and Brian Smith did, Fowler did tonight, right? Didn't they use some beautiful musical talents? Didn't they bless you with those? You could join the choir. Anybody here sing? Yeah, Samuel, I saw your hand. You're in the choir, buddy. Food bank is minute. Well, that's next week. Sorry, that's next week. I'm going to be talking that message. That's the third part. The third basic is outreach, but we're talking about being planted. But there's a great way that we're going to be helping you guys get involved in ministry. And this is specifically for high school students. It's a discipleship and ministry group that we're starting this month called CGen Recruits. And what this is for high school students who want to be involved in ministry, who want to use their gifts and talents to bless other people, who want to know more about God and want to bless people. And I have some applications for this group tonight. And if you're in high school and you want to minister to people, if you're in high school and you want to use your gifts and your talents, this is a great way to do that. So if you want to be part of this, please come see me tonight. I'll give you an application to fill out, and we're going to get moving forward with this, and we're going to be doing a lot of ministry types. We're going to be plugging you in. We're going to be finding out what you're good at, what your giftings are, how you can be used, and we're going to put you to work and put you to work in the ministry. You know, that's kind of how my life has been personally. Is I'm not a youth pastor because I got a phone call and somebody said, "Hey, we need a youth pastor. Can you come, like, fly to San Antonio and be a youth pastor?" No, I'm a youth pastor because I've been planted in this church, and I've let my roots go down deep. And because I've done that, I've been able to flourish, and I've had my giftings and my callings. They've come out, and they've been used because I've allowed myself to be planted. Not because I'm so great or I'm so wonderful. I really have the benefit of being born into a great family that was stressed and you know, taught. But I didn't just show up one day and say, "Hey, I want to be a youth pastor." You know, I started working with my dad in ministry, you know, helping him carry cables and set up his stupid keyboard all the time. Having breaking my back, carrying around stupid speakers. You know, that's what I did for a long time. But while I was doing that, my roots were going down, and I was becoming planted. And as I did that, you know, opportunities arise for you when you're planted. Your giftings are they come out, and you get to use things that you never thought you'd be doing. I never in a million years thought I'd ever be standing up here on a microphone, not to like pat myself on the back, but. You know, God's helped develop my speaking abilities. You know, I used to be scared to death of people, and sometimes I still am. If you were at the father-son outing, you know what I'm talking about. But I don't, you know, this isn't something I love to do, get up and talk in front of people. But because I'm planted, you know, God's helping me develop some of these skills. And that's what we want you guys to do. So through the recruits, we're going to be finding out what you're good at, finding out what you want to be good at. We're going to be putting you into areas of ministry where you can flourish, where you can prosper, where you can have your creativity. Is that a word? Creativity? Been watching a lot of Bush speeches on his podcast. Podcast One. You should check it out. It's pretty cool. Comes straight from the Air Force One jet. Okay, yeah. Anyway. Okay. No, I love Bush. He's great, but he makes up words sometimes. That's the only thing. I know, he's cool. I make up words too. He's a much better speaker than I am anyway. All I'm saying is I was just trying to bail myself out. Can you say nuclear? I can say nuclear.
But it's nuclear.
It's nuclear. But really, that's what CGen and Destiny Church is all about, is helping you guys find your ministry. We're here to help you find your calling. We're here to help you find what excites you in life. And we want to get you plugged into those things so you can feel fulfilled, so you can feel like you're important And that's because you are, and you will be ministering to other people and having an impact in other people's lives. How many of you guys want to have an impact in somebody else's life? Yeah, great. You know, I said this last week, and I believe it. God has something for each of us to do on this earth. And the best way to find out what that calling is, the best way to get plugged in, is to let your roots go down and to get involved in ministering to others. So I really want to stress this tonight. If you're in high school and you want to join this group, please come and see me and get one of these applications and fill it out, and we're going to be moving forward with this, and it's going to be an exciting thing. I've already got two people who said they were interested. Benjamin Vela is going to be signing up, and Samuel Bernal said he was going to sign up. So these are a couple of guys I've already talked to. So I really want to just stress this, to come and get one of these from me tonight. And hopefully we'll see you guys on Friday night at the rec night, okay? Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight. Lord, I pray you just bless everybody in here and keep us safe and use us in our school or work or wherever we are, and help our lights to shine for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget to read your Proverbs, chapter 5 today, 6 tomorrow, 7 on Friday. And we'll see you on Friday. All right.